This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Ryan Weaver. Now, Ryan, you're working with Ben Ramsey on the Nashville PHP user group these days. And so I want to talk to you a little bit because a lot of the listeners are active in user groups or want to be active in user groups and want to know how to get involved. So I got a couple questions for you around that area. And I guess the first question I've got is, you personally, what advantage do you get out of all of the labor you put into something like Nashville PHP user group?
I think to use your term, Cal, the number one thing is nerd herding. I think that all of us go to conferences, right? And the reason we love to go to conferences is, of course, for the great talks, but for the social aspect. And to be able to sort of bring that to your city and bring that to your area, bring everyone together, have a great presentation, go out and grab some beers after, that's fantastic. Another thing is, and this, you really don't realize this until you start diving into your user group, is the hidden amazing people that are in your area. We all sort of know 5 or 10 great developers in our area or more. You sort of put out these meetups, and all of a sudden these people start coming out of the woodworks. These are very, very smart people. They start saying things you've never heard of them. They start saying things that knock your socks off. There are people that you want to instantly work with, and it's a great way to connect with them. And I guess this, I'm actually giving 3 reasons. But the last one is, you know, the opportunity to sort of create things outside of work. You know, we all love what we do. That's why we come to these meetups. And all of a sudden with all these other like-minded people, you sort of start getting these ideas. Hey man, we should work on this project or that project, or fool around with this open source project. And, you know, sort of bringing all these people together, you're sort of at the core, you're at the heart of that. You're sort of creating this energy in this group of people that month after month after month look forward to getting together with each other.
Excellent. Great answer. Thanks for that. And it's okay if you had 3 answers because they were all very good answers. I talk to a lot of user group leaders in recording Voices of the Elephant, and I always ask this one thing because I know that the people that are out there that are not user group leader, this is one of the questions I get a lot. So I usually ask it to user group leaders. And that is, when you start looking for speakers, where do you find your speakers? What resource or what pool do you draw from for the Nashville PHP user group?
Yep. So yeah, it's definitely one of the hardest things when you're trying to think of like, hey, we need to plan next month's meetup. It's like, okay, what is the topic? And it goes back to the first point a little bit. You sort of like start creating these user groups, you sort of put them out there and see who comes. When you're starting to get into speakers, it's kind of the same way. You need to pick initially from the pool that you have. Now, I'm going to take from some advice that I've gotten from, sort of my cohort in crime, Ben Ramsey, who led Atlanta's group for many years, a very successful PHP meetup. And it basically is that you can't ask for volunteers. Okay, you can't say who wants to sign up to give next month's talk, or, you know, on your, you know, Google group, you know, who wants to give this month's talk. It's not going to work that way. As a leader, you're going to need to be plugged in and kind of know the people that are coming to your groups. You know, this guy's good at this, that guy's kind of into that thing. And those are the kind of people that you're going to need to go at specifically. To rope another guy in here, Josh Holmes kind of put it in a very nice way. He said, if you ask for volunteers to help you with a party, you're probably going to hear silence. But if you ask John or Sally or somebody else, if you ask them specifically, hey, would you be willing to man the door at tomorrow's party? Chances are that they're going to be thrilled to help. So the bottom line is that you have people that when they're sitting in your meetings, when they're thinking about your meetups, they're going, boy, you know, I bet I could give a talk on this library that I'm using or working with. But they're not going to have the courage initially to actually come up and say, hey, I would like to give the talk next month. So you kind of need to be plugged in. To engage with the people in your group, and then just go ask them. Say, hey, man, I know that you're working with this library. I think that would be a great topic. I think a lot of people would get a lot out of that. Would you be willing to give the talk next month? And then I think little by little, those people now become more engaged in your group, and little by little, it's even less of a problem as your group grows. But that's certainly the best way to get people in. So, you know, it's like anything else. As humans, even if we desperately want to be part of a group, we're always kind of looking for an invitation. And as a leader, that's sort of your job to put out that invitation.
Very good advice. And of course, Josh Holmes is Josh Holmes of Microsoft, used to be here in the U.S. He's now based in Ireland. And Josh, if you're listening to it, joke's over, time to come home. Okay. but no, Josh is a great friend to the PHP community worldwide. And we appreciate all that he and Microsoft do.
And we're very happy for him in Ireland. But yes, we miss him dearly.
Yeah, we do miss him. Okay. Third and final question. If you had to pick one piece of advice to give to other user group leaders, what would that be?
Okay, I'm gonna. That's actually an excellent question, and I talked to Jeremy Kendall, who leads the Memphis PHP user group, a little bit about this, and so I'm gonna sort of draw on his wisdom. He's got another great group over there, and it basically breaks down to two different situations: if you have an existing group or if you have a new group. So let's go to a new group. It's kind of what I talked about earlier. If you have a new group, if you're saying, you know, I'm in my area, I really want to meet other people in my area, I guess I need to create my group. You just need to kind of make that leap. Just do it. Just make it happen. Create a meetup.com group or just a Google group. Announce it on Twitter. Reach out to me. Reach out to Cal Evans. Reach out to the other leaders in the PHP community. We're going to be more than willing to, you know, help and promote however you can. And I think in general, you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to get very positive feedback. And the bottom line is, don't be afraid to fail. It is a scary thing to basically say, hey, who wants to come and hang out with me and talk about PHP? People are going to come. You're not alone. And people are going to be very thankful when you start that up. So for the new groups, just go for it and ask us for help. We're more than willing to help. And then for existing groups, it's sort of the same advice spun differently, okay? If you have your own group and you're doing very well, what you need to do is you need to start engaging with those core people in your group. You need to start asking them for help. This is sort of for two reasons. The first one is actually less important. As you ask those people for help, you know, for help getting speakers arranged or getting the meetup.com page set up, that's going to take the load off of you. It's going to make sure that the meetings run more smoothly and all that. The second reason that's more important is that those people are now engaged into the core of your group. They're no longer participants in the group. They're now people that are the group. They are the core of the group. They are sort of the sponsors of the group. This is the same thing you see in any group. It's the same thing you see in open source. It's one thing to be a user of something. It's another thing to actually be a creator. So open up that invitation to those people. They're really going to give back and make your group richer and richer and richer. And, you know, just sort of talking with Ben about Atlanta, this is sort of what he talks about with their success. He said, you know, at first it was small, more and more people became the core, and now it's just a machine that runs all on its own. And that's definitely the sort of the direction you need to go.
Excellent. Excellent advice. Thank you, Ryan. Real quick, the final question that I always ask everybody, and we've mentioned it four or five times now, but what is your local user group and what's the URL?
That's right. It is PHP user group, and it is nashvillephp.org. And if you are out there listening, please come out and see us. We have a fantastic time. We'd love to have you.
We do. I attend every meeting where I'm in town, and we have a great time. Ryan, I want to thank you for your time today, and really, seriously, thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Oh, thank you for everything you do, Cal. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.